Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief from December 3rd, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright, taking a look at yesterday's performance. Positive for U.S. at most U.S. equity indexes that we look at here on the video. Commodities sort of leading the way to the downside there. Nasdaq 100, Nasdaq Composite leading the way to the upside for U.S. equity indexes and the indexes in general. NDX up over 1% there, and then on the downside, commodities with GSG down about 66 basis points. Looking on over at the chart of AGG, though, we did see it turn down, ultimately finish down for the day, but not before adding an X here at 99.50. A move above 100 from here would actually move it into a positive trend, but saw it move higher before ultimately moving lower in yesterday afternoon's action. We do see it near a potential reversal here into O's. Move below 98.75 would take it back into O's here, but just worth keeping an eye on some of this near-term chart action for AGG. G as it tests that bearish resistance line. Looking at the chart of NDX, we did see it reverse back into X's, completed double top there at 21,200 for a fourth consecutive buy signal and a new all-time high on the chart there. We also saw the NASDAQ Composite continue to a chart high there as well. S&P 500 likewise moving above the 650 level there on its chart. Ultimately, when we saw some of those U.S. equity indexes reverse down in recent weeks, the S&P 500 held fairly stable and has now moved higher in that current column of X's. Then on the indicator front, we finally see the bullish percent for the NYSE reverse back into X's here. We talked about the bullish percent for mid caps reversing last week. Ultimately, with Friday's action, we also saw the bullish percent for the S&P 500 as well as the S&P 600 reverse back into X's now following Monday's action. The BP for the NYSE universe, broader universe, ultimately reversing back into X's up to this high mark that we've seen in place since late 2021, now at 64%. And then finally, going to individual stock names, we see Zscaler after reporting earnings yesterday at close, down 7% today. Although positive, there was a bit of a management shakeup, or at least some uncertainty around potential management shakeup. And we see the stock moving lower this morning, pre-market, sitting at 193. Showing the potential that it may return to a sell signal here with a double bottom break there at 198. Then moving on to United States Steel Corporation, still maintaining that 5 for 5 attribute, and still, even after being lower today, pre-market about 6.5%, sitting around the $38 range, may show a potential reversion down, but it takes a move below 37 to return it to a sell signal at this time. So bear in mind that that $37 level is really the line of demarcation for further negative action. 4X there and still maintaining that 5 attribute rating. Honeywell announcing that it actually was going to cut 2024 guidance, but citing that there was a landmark deal with Bombardier in the works that was going to change that guidance. Ultimately, we've seen the stock be still a low attribute name for much of 2024, has maintained a buy signal since May, and did ultimately rally to a new all-time high recently here at 240, but generally has been a laggard compared to the market and its peer group there, reversing down a couple of weeks ago after marking that all-time high there at the top of its trading band, consolidating here, could even feasibly see it pull back to that 220 range on the chart, but worth keeping in mind that it's currently trading at 228. And then the notable earnings highlight today will be after market close with Salesforce CRM, currently a 5 for 5, has maintained a buy signal since August of this year, giving a consecutive one there in September. After rallying to a high here at 348, we've seen it consolidate, forming a triangle pattern from here on. Upside move to 348, matching that prior high, would complete a bullish triangle. But keep in mind that we need further action in order for ultimately, if we were to ultimately see it move to downside and complete a bearish triangle pattern, need further chart developments there. But looking at support there at 320 and sort of that prior resistance there at 316 as well as at 308. So we have some support here close by for CRM as well. But as always, if you have any questions about the video, a particular position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.